Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here. I'm glad you are. You picked the right spot to be. We are jamming the Zoom room full of people today, which is going to be great because you are ready to focus on the basics. That's how we succeed. That's how we win. That's how we accomplish what we want to accomplish. So we're going to do that at the top of the hour. 8 o'clock Eastern, we will do, in about 25 minutes, we will do our Back to the Basics series. Yesterday, it was set a goal with meaning and purpose, right? It's a made-up goal, then what's the point? So set a goal with meaning and purpose, and then today, we'll talk about how to make sure that you get the, turn that goal into a process you can follow. Like, what are the steps that you've got to do to accomplish it? We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. But before we do that, I want to bring something up. We do these conversations from time to time, and I think they're important. You know, we're here. Most of you are here because you sell houses for a living. You want to have a great business. You want to impact your community. You want to help people. You want to make money doing what you're doing. You want to have the right leverage and have the right tools and have the right systems. You're a growth mindset person, and you're probably a hustler. Like that's what my report came back from John Acuff. Did anybody else get that on the John Acuff report? A hustler. Some of you are perfectionists. How many of you got the perfectionist profile? Natalie, yeah, that didn't surprise me at all. And I don't even know what the other ones are. But there's four, I think, that you can be. And I think that those people, perfectionists and hustlers, man, we want to do everything right and get it done. And sometimes we do that at our own peril. And we're in this time of year that it just gets busy. I got in my car this morning, Sirius XM. Holiday channels are on now. The holiday music is on. I've already programmed my playbook. Kristen McCall says, I'm not doing that. But I'm like, let's go. I need some Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So I've already done my presets for that this morning. And, you know, we'll get the tree. It'll go up in a couple of weeks. And we'll get all the stuff. And it'll be great. And then I'm thinking, here you are. You're trying to push hard to finish the year strong and start off right. You know, I tell you, you need 10 to 15% pending going into the year, and that stresses you out. And then you got the holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate. You got the holidays. That gets you busy and wound up. And then your kids have things. You get kids or your grandkids and people coming and going. And it's a stressful time. Like, it's just the stress adds up. And I was reading about it that anxiety goes up during this time of year and stress and pressure. And then I put it on top that I've noticed, honestly, you all are antsy. We've had a couple of Inspire calls that you've been very wound up. You forget the rules. And on here in the chat, or you know, sometimes it's not always super kind. And all I posted was, you're not following the basics and that's why your business stinks. And some of you texted me mean texts. I mean, it wasn't a very nice thing to say. It was true, but... And I'm like, hold on. Wait a minute. Some ain't right. We got to bring it back. Got to bring it back in. So I said today, we need to do a check-in. How are you? What's going on? What are you thinking about getting through the next... What? How many days left we got in the year? 50-something? I'm bad at math. Went to Ball State. Like, just talk with me about A, how you're feeling. B, how are you going to, you know, think about and balance the holiday season along with your business goals and finishing strong and starting off great? I think the one thing I'd tell you is you all need to say no to some things. You need to go and decide what is it that we're not going to do and start saying no. Like, I got stuff on my calendar. I'm like, why did I say yes to that? Well, because they asked me in July. And I forgot that December looks like December. And so we got to start saying no. And that's one of the things is we don't overschedule ourselves. I'm going to put this in the chat. This is from UC Davis. 10 tips to reduce stress. Number one is don't overschedule. That's the key one. There's other ones in here that I think. Number four, I'll give you their number four. Be responsible about food and alcohol. If you can, just don't drink any at all the rest of the year. Just set a goal of you're going to... No more drinking the rest of the year. I like number five, enjoy your family on your terms. That one's good. Number seven, take time for yourself. Need some you time. Number six, respect differences. Woo, doggies. Woof. So anyway, I'm just curious about what's on your mind. I'm going to call on some names we don't hear a lot. And then I'll get back to our regulars. So just forgive me while I bounce around in here. Bertha, you want to start us off? We don't get to hear from you all the time. It's nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to see such familiar faces. Well, I've been with mom. She fell out of the hospital. No, she's been in the hospital three times already in the last month. And so that's kind of taken me away. However, I've come to the realization that my mind has to be right, and it has to be right about the things that are important. And although I miss everybody on this call, I'm doing the things that I can do and be okay with it. It's the hardest thing to give yourself grace when your loved ones are hurt
Yep.
because you want to do everything for them.
Yep. Yep. And
But
that,
guilt is bad.
right. Yeah. I mean, it comes with when you have that on top of all the other things you're working on. And that's where I go back, and a couple things come to mind on that, Bertha. And we've got prayers and love for your mom and you and all that. And Bertha, you need to take care of you too. Would you all agree with that in the chat? That when that responsibility comes and you want to be there for your mom and you're running a business and you've got the holidays and you've got the stuff, Bertha needs to take some time for her. And by the way, your phone's going to ring today. I'm just telling you right now, there are people in this community going to reach out and support you, Bertha. Thank you for sharing that. What we're talking about, if you're just joining us, we'll get to our back to the basics in just a little bit, in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour. But what I've just noticed over the last couple of weeks is just a some sort of out of sorts. For some of you, just a little bit of kind of funky feeling. I've noticed it on some calls and via some messages I've gotten from you. And then I think about we got the holiday time and you're pushing hard to get your business, closed right and set up for next year. And there's just a lot of pressure right now. And so we're just talking about A, how are you doing? And B, just how you shake out this portion of the year. Scott Bryant, what's up, buddy? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Thanks. Well, I think, for me, 2025 has just been awful. Like, it's been so tumultuous and turbulent. But coming towards the end of the year, I look back and I kind of think, wow, this is the first year I've had in my real estate career where it was like, we've done so much this year and we've come so far and we've grown so much, even though it's been super hard and I've had to make decisions I've not wanted to do this year. And I've asked myself several times, do I still even want to be in real estate? And the answer is definitely yes. And I feel like the end of the year is finishing fantastic, and it's the only way it can finish, and it's the best way it can finish. So I'm really happy for that.
Yeah, I mean, we forget when things get stressful and tough and hard, we forget about the things that went well for us sometimes. It's easy to fall into that, Scott. Hey, now, can you update me on something real quick? What time is it in Phoenix?
Okay, so the clocks all went forward for everyone. So like
Right,
now
and
this
you
call
stayed
starts at
put.
5:30.
It's
Yeah. So
5:30. Yeah.
I feel I can contribute now because I'm awake, where I'm not awake when it's at 4:30.
Yeah, Arizona stays right there. Just like I grew up in Indiana when I was a kid, and we didn't change time in Indiana either. They do now, but they didn't back in the day. And so I just, okay, 2 hours now, 3 hours in the summer. That's how it works for Scott.
That's how it works.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Artist Porter, you're next. Good morning.
I had a Facebook reminder where, like, 13 years ago, I was praying about getting back into school. I had some difficulties, and I couldn't see anything positive. And it made me just sit back and reflect that 13 years ago, I prayed to be the woman I am today.
That's
And
right. And
now.
I think we forget about the progress we've made. Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to get the point. We forget about the progress we've made and where we were and where we are now. Go ahead, friend.
That's exactly right. And no, I haven't had any business this year, but I'm not depressed. Last year I was depressed. I was not getting up for my children. I was not getting up for myself. I was not taking care of my health. This year I have put myself first, and it feels so good to feel better. And that's a win for me, and being able to just be where I am. I have 3 degrees. 13 years ago, I didn't even see myself getting one, and I'm able to take care of my family. And just if we think back to where we used to be and become more thankful and grateful for where we are, it'll give us more passion to get where we want to be in the future.
Smart. I like you. You need to share more. Good stuff. Oh my gosh, look at all these hands. Jessica Wright, good morning.
Thank you, James. Good morning.
You're welcome.
I Huge shout out to Lainey. She sent me the sweetest card welcoming me back on the call. And I just have to say that, yeah, last year was terrible. And I did. I had to let Pivot go. I had to let a lot of real estate stuff go because I was so overwhelmed every single day. My therapist was like, you can't even get to work because you have all these distractions and side things happening in your life. Like, you don't even know what you're doing every day. Like, you're so scattered between kids and sports and room mom and real estate and all these calls and like trying to be a perfectionist. And the burnout was so severe, so severe. Like, I did think I was going to quit after 7 years, which is insane because I love what I do every day. Mm-hmm. So everything, it's been the most perfect timing, but since I got back on the call, I almost haven't missed a single morning. It doesn't feel draining to me. I'm excited to get on here. I'm excited to have community and people around me. And everything you have done has brought me back to the complete opposite of what I was doing. I was forcing myself into all these different realms of real estate and trying to do business like everybody else. But everything you've done since I got back on has been find your purpose, find what makes you happy in the business, do the things that bring you joy. And my business has crazy. My pipeline for first quarter is so crazy already. And it's been such a peaceful journey. Like yesterday I called off of your Thanksgiving list to tell one of my first time buyers how motivating she was to me and how I shared her story. And she gave me a freaking listing lead.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, what? I didn't even call you for that. And I don't know, just be super careful business. It can drain the soul out of your body. I think every day it's just so important to reground yourself and go back to what your day looks like and why you're doing it and make sure that it brings you joy because real estate is not worth ruining your entire life over.
Well, it doesn't define you. I mean, the bottom line is, Jessica, it doesn't define you. It's not who you are. It's what you do to provide who you are and support who you are, but it isn't who you are. And we have to remember that.
Yeah.
And burnout is not a strategy. I did a thing on that September 10th, and I put the links in the chat. But if you go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and you say, Alexa, play Burnout is Not a Strategy with James Shaw. Oh, it's mine's yelling at me right now. Mine's yelling at me. Sorry, my Amazon. Or you can go to my website, jamesdshaw.com, and go to Agent Interviews, and you'll find it. And it's a little 20-minute thing. Listen to it while you're driving around today. Let's get some balance in. My Alexa is still yelling at me in the other room. That is crazy. Alexa, cancel! I wonder if I could say that to Naomi when she's wound up. Naomi, cancel! That would be good. Christy May, hello.
Hey, it's Christy May. I just wanted to share along the lines what others have said is that I've been, I'm usually the first one to like jump into everything. And your post about going back to the basics, like that's absolutely what I'm having to do. Like just put my head down, focus on the DTD2 and loving on my database. And once I get that and I'm consistent, like I'm supposed to be, which I'm usually pretty good, but I've got room to grow. So that's my focus, is not getting distracted by the shiny objects.
Let's not get too high on the good days, too low on the tough ones. Know what our consistent plays are and just kind of wake up and run those. And I think part of it too is we got to sit down and look at the calendar. We got to sit down and look at the calendar. How many days are we going to be out? Right? What days are we working? Like if you're coming to advance, you're not working Monday and Tuesday. You're working, you're just networking in the room, but you're not sitting down doing your smile and dial. And then you've got a travel day and then it's, you know, you get home from advance, you're 2 weeks away from the Thanksgiving. You got the Thanksgiving coming up, and like we won't have any calls that week at all. We're closed the week of Thanksgiving up in here. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's blank, blank, Martin Luther King Day. That's how it works. So we just want to go through and look at the calendar and your commitments. You know, if you're like us and you got kids, there's extra commitments. Just go look at the calendar and figure it out and figure out when you're going to work within there. And then, and here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. Maybe you don't have to finish strong. Maybe you don't have to go all in the rest of the year. And maybe just whatever happens this year is whatever happens this year. And then you get to reset on January 1st. Maybe you don't need 10 or 15% of your goal pending on January 1. Like, you got to think about which elements of these are important to you and get clarity around that, and then go do what you want to do. You be you, boo. Kimberly Mitchell.
Well, thank you so much for letting me share again. What's been weighing on me is I've been a paralegal for 14 years, decided to get into real estate as I've been wanting to for a very, very long time. Still within my year, I had one successful referral closing, which was great. But nothing after that, but it's not discouraged me because it's just something that I know is a slow process. It can be a slow process. So anyone out there that is just getting into real estate, stay focused, stay positive, and things will start happening. And I'm getting some op job opportunities to get myself out of the legal field and into marketing, which is going to help me all around with my real estate and everything. So just
You
stay
can be a
positive out there.
paralegal. You can be a paralegal. You can do this.
Yeah,
This is way
for sure.
easier. Way
Way
easier.
easier.
Thank you, Kimberly.
My
Andrea
pleasure.
Harden, be careful. You're in the car. I'm going to get text rammed, so I want you to be careful. But I know you've got something smart to say to us this morning as we talk about kind of this balance at the end of the year.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for this because life has been lifing.
Well,
And I
yes.
said, you know what? Let me get on here this morning. And boy, I don't know anybody's beliefs, but Jesus be right on time. Let me tell you, this government shutdown, shout out to anybody that is affected by it, getting a check for $0 and 0 cents, and you still got to show up every day for work is no joke. My husband is an air traffic controller, he's the operations manager at Orlando. So having to deal with that stress is absolutely crazy. But it goes right back to what you just said at the beginning when you was getting them little nasty texts. Don't let me see y'all in the streets for sending my friend some nasty text messages, okay? I'm just gonna say that because he's just telling the truth. Because when all this is not the first time we've been through a shutdown,
That's right.
probably ain't gonna be the last.
That's right.
But what it did make me realize is my basics suck, so my business suck, period. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I just want to ask, I know it's some prayer warriors on here. My uncle was diagnosed with cancer on Friday. I got to take him to his first oncology appointment today. So prayers going up for
Yeah.
him and strength for him. But
Yep.
here's the thing, no matter how bad it suck, just get up and do something. Like it doesn't
Yep.
matter. Even if you just moving, just like what artist said, take care of yourself, get up, do something so you can move and make build some momentum up. So
Yep.
and guess what? It's all temporary. It's
It is.
very temporal. Very
Yep.
temporal. So I love y'all. Thank you for letting me vent this morning. I
You're
truly
welcome.
appreciate it. And all y'all that came from a friend, don't let me see y'all in the streets.
You're so funny. A couple of things on that. First of all, thanks to your husband and everybody at ATC. By the way, ATC could solve this whole thing if they all just walked out.
Yes, they could.
If
I'm shut up
ATC
now.
just quit showing up and saying, we're not showing up till we get paid, the thing would be fixed in 5 minutes. I don't want to get political, but I got political on my Instagram yesterday. I don't care. Y'all know how I feel. If ATC walked out, this whole thing would get fixed. We need leadership. But number two, it's an example of there's so many things we don't have control over. And Andrea, the only thing you have control over is the decisions that you make daily. And so you've got decisions to make because your husband's not getting paid. Hopefully, he will get paid eventually for this work, but he's not getting paid right now. You want to support your uncle and you have a business to run. You've got to sit down and figure out what are the things that I can do? How can I show up and what can I do? And this community's got your back. This community's got your back. This is an important conversation. Look at all the hands up, 20 hands up, and I only got a couple of minutes left. I'm just trying to get voices in we don't hear from very often, is what I'm trying to do. Savannah Campbell, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, James. One thing, it was actually funny. We recorded a podcast on this yesterday, is about the counterbalance through this season. And especially for women, we feel like we have to balance it all between all of the planning that goes into this time of year, the family members. This year has been extra stressful. My husband lost his stepmom last week, so dealing through that. And it's about taking each day at its own pace and making sure that, my weekly planning, honestly, is I think what saves me the most. just by taking that time to sit down and review the week, but also give yourself grace. And if give yourself 3 hours a day, if all you can do is 3 hours inside of the business Monday through Friday, or maybe only 4 days a week, then do it and soak up the time. Having a three-year-old also reminds me to really enjoy this season as well. And so doing the most important things in those 3 hours and leveraging everything else out can really help and just bring clarity into every single day of what needs to get done.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Savannah. Appreciate you. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let everybody know, don't be mad at James for them and sending him mean text messages, because there is no such thing as an external enemy, only an internal one. And also, something super important to know about this life is that whenever I drove a truck for many years, and one time we were in North Carolina and it was pouring the rain during Christmas and there was a horrible, horrible accident. Just remember, please do not rush when you're driving out there this year, because it would affect your family for the rest of your life. So y'all be careful out there.
Just relax. Everybody relax. Chillax. Chill out. Sean, thank you. You're exactly right. And let's get some clarity about what is going to make the rest of this year fun. If things are stressed out for you, do you need some self-care time? You know, what is it you need to be able to help you out? I'm putting it in the chat again, those 10 things that UC Davis gave us about taking care of yourself during the holidays. And then from a business standpoint, know when to push and know when to pause. It's okay. You do not have to have the most amazing final month of the year. Some of you want to, and some of you are going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to do the best I can till the end of the year. Know when to push, know when to pause, and you'll be just fine. Your gut tells you. Trust your intuition. This is something I've learned. You know, I'm knocking on the door of 50. I know I look about 30, but I'm knocking on the door of 50. And what I've learned in that time is that you got to know when to push and know when to pause. And your intuition will tell you. You should trust it. It tells you when to do it. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:59. Good to see you. It's your friend, James Shaw. Thank you so much for choosing to wake up and be here on a Tuesday morning. And it's an Inspire Collective Tuesday. Ooh, Inspire members. Are you so excited? Inspire members, today, Aaron Simons, Emily Baker are back and better than ever at noon Eastern talking about your Q1 listing plan. First of all, they've helped you price listings right so they actually get sold and you get paid cash money records. And now they're about making sure that you have a great listing plan for Q1. Noon Eastern, Inspire members, link is in the portal. I emailed it to you yesterday. I texted it to you at 7 o'clock this morning, emailed it to you at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'll text it to you again today at 11:50. Like, there's no excuse. Get on the call, Inspire members. It's the highlight of your day, no doubt about it. We are doing our back to the basics. We needed to figure out what the five basics were, because I think it's the reason why you might get a little bit behind or not on track for goal is because you're not following the basics. And so I came up with five different ones than maybe what you've learned in other places, but this is just my list. You can come up with your list. You don't have to agree with my list. But the five basics, right? Yesterday, we did create a goal with purpose and meaning, because I don't think if your goal doesn't have purpose or meaning behind it, then gosh, what's the point? Number two, which is today, is build the process that allows you to reach the goal. Instead of the strategy, the three W's. I call it the three dubs of the real estate business. Wake up, wonder, and wander. That's what so many people do. They wake up, they wonder what they should do today, and they wander around pretending to do things. I want you to avoid the three dubs and build a process to allow you to reach your goal. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll talk about your database, building it and communicating with it. Thursday, we'll do tracking numbers. And Friday, we'll talk about how every interaction should add a little bit of value. And if you do those five basics, I think you'll be all right. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, we're going to do two something goods, Melissa and Kathy, and then we got to get after it. Go ahead, Melissa. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I love birthdays. So birthdays are my jam, and everyone in my life, my partner Jason and my children, all have birthdays in November. So Jason also turned 50, James, this month, and I had the biggest surprise party for him. It took a village because it's really hard to surprise him, but we pulled off 30 people in my garage. I got them out. It was the best party ever. Now my children's birthday, we're in Roanoke right now celebrating their birthdays. My kids are turning 12 and 15, and I just love It just makes me so happy to have pulled off like the celebration for all of my people that I love. And right now I'm actually elevating Mailbox, using Mailbox Power to send love to all of my clients and VIPs. And just, I don't know, I just love the celebration of the day that we were born. So something fun for you, James, I'll bring to you next Monday in advance is I have a banner that says 50 looks fun when you're 39. So I'm going to bring you that gift for Terry. But anyways, guys, you all are wonderful and amazing. I'm just grateful for you and can't wait to meet some of you next week at Advance.
You're the best. See you in a few days. Kathy Heine, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thanks for letting me share my something good. It's pretty cool. So this community made me feel so welcome, and I feel like I can share important events. So Cindy and I, we got married in 2017, and we're finally getting our wedding rings, and they're on their way. So she's putting a ring on it. Hey, now.
She liked it. Congratulations. That's exciting stuff, and that's totally Kathy Heine style. Get married in 2017, get the rings in 2025. That totally fits. It's good stuff. Kathy, we'll see you in a few days. Safe travels over here.
See you soon. Thanks.
We are so looking forward to Advance on Monday and Tuesday. And as a reminder, we do not have calls that day. So if you're not coming to Tampa for Advance, no calls Monday, Tuesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. If you're coming to Advance, I think we're in for a great set of days that falls right in line with the stuff that we're talking about this week. It's about mastering the fundamentals and mastering the basics and then putting creativity on top of it. That's what we'd learn in The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. That Gary says, if you don't have a strong foundation, all the creativity in the world only makes the business topple over, weeble and wobble. And I don't want you to weeble and wobble. I want you to have a business that works, that you can count on certain things, that you can trust that when you do certain activities, you'll get a specific type of result, but that you don't get too tied to the outcome of an individual day. See, I think sometimes in this business, we're so outcome focused and driven and wanting to get results that the highs of one day or the lows of another day can have a big impact on us. Well, what if we just said today was another day and I know my process works and some days I'll get great results and some days I won't and some days will be just okay. Think about our friend Alexi Pappas. If you remember her, she's been on Inspire Collective calls twice. She's been in Pivot a couple of times. She ran in the Rio Olympics in the 10,000 meters. And she taught us this rule of thirds. She learned this as a runner, as a professional runner. She says a third of your runs, you know, when you're out running, doing training, a third of them are going to be amazing. A third of them are going to be just okay. And a third of them are going to be brutal. The words she used were a third of them are going to suck. And I think that, but you don't get too wrapped up into any of those one specific days because Alexi knows what her process is. She knows how she has to show up and what she's got to do on a daily basis to ultimately get to the goal that she desired, which was to be able to run in the Olympic Games, and she did. And so we've got to come up with our process. Well, how do we do that's the question. I think there's a handful of pieces. First is we have to start with the goal. Well, that was yesterday's call. So if you missed us yesterday, go to the podcast platform that you use, type in Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind, and listen to the call we did on set a goal with purpose and meaning. But we've got to set a goal. And then you have to reverse engineer the math and figure out, all right, based on this goal that has meaning and purpose, you know, how many units does that require me to sell? I think units is the leading indicator of the health of your business. So you figure out how many units does that require? If I need to close that many, then how many do I need to get under contract? If I need to get that many under contract, then how many listings, you know, do I need to take, buyer listings or seller listings? And based on that number of buyer listings and seller listings, how many appointments do I need? And based on that number of appointments, how many leads do I need? And to get that number of leads, how many people do I have to talk to? You can reverse engineer all that. It's called the economic model from the Millionaire Real Estate Agent. You can go in and do it. If you're coming to Advance, we're going to do all this live. Like, we're going to go get out our abacus and I'll get the whiteboard out and walk all through this with you so that you can then figure out, you know, all right, I need to have 5 meaningful conversations every day or whatever it is. We're going to do an exercise at Advance called What's Your Database Worth? Where we'll go through and figure out the total dollar value of your database and then how you can get that return from it. And I'll tell you, it'll be less work than you think. But you do have to be on purpose with purpose. And that's where you have to get into designing the process because you can't really design the results. The results have so many variables, but you do have to come up with whatever your process is or the behaviors that you need. Because I think that a successful business is a set of habits that you repeat. Is that redundant? It probably is redundant, habits that you repeat, but a set of habits and getting consistent in the right strategies and pieces from a daily lead gen standpoint. What's your follow-up process for leads that are not ready now but are ready later? How are you engaged with your database on a monthly basis? What's your monthly database engagement plan? How are you reviewing your business and reflecting on it and then planning for it each quarter? See, if you're an Inspire Collective member, we've built everything we do around those things. Daily lead gen is the tracker. Because these are the four elements of your process: daily lead gen, your weekly follow-up, your monthly database plan, and your quarterly review. So in the Inspire Collective, we've given you the daily lead gen tracker so that you can don't have to wake up wonder and wander. You can get up and figure out and print out the paper and figure out what am I going to do today. Weekly follow-up is getting into your pipeline. We've taught you. We've done so many calls on pipeline reports and how to stay in touch with it weekly. Monthly database plans. We've given you so much of that, and we have a call coming up in December about how to create a minimum 75 touch for our Inspire members so that you're in front of your database monthly. And then finally, a quarterly review, which we give you each quarter. We have a quarterly review spreadsheet and worksheet for our Inspire members that you can go through and figure out what worked, what didn't, what's next. That way you can control what you can control, which is the work that you do. Then we need some sort of visual accountability around it too, so that whether it's a 411 or a scorecard of some kind or whatever. And then what I love about all that, when you get all this together and you have a process, you've created your goal with meaning and purpose, and then you figured out your process that's going to allow you to reach the goal by plugging in the economic model from the Millionaire Real Estate Agent, knowing what your daily activities are, knowing what your weekly follow-up needs to look like, knowing what your monthly database plan is, and then doing a quarterly review. When you do all of this stuff, you know what you end up doing? Taking all the emotion out of the process of the lead gen piece. You remove all the emotion, and now you just show up and do the work. Because when you have a process, it protects you from the emotion that comes in the business of getting too high on the good days and too low on the tough ones. Because you just wake up and run your plays. Let's talk about that today. I want you to talk about what that looks like for you. I know it's an area of opportunity for all of us. It took me 8 minutes to oversimplify what it means to have a goal and then set a process. But I know there's days that you've been committed to the process and it's worked for you. So I'm going to open up and talk about it. Tulio, will you start us off? Good morning.
Good morning, James. Yes. I learned something last month. I learned a lot, but at the Rocky Mountain Summit, Jay Papasan was one of the presenters, and I took really good notes. I'm going to share a line that he shared with us, and it has to do with the 411. And I'm as guilty of this as anyone, of setting a goal, and it's just a goal that's for the whole year. And what he said was, set a date with your 411 each week to check your goals and make sure your calendar reflects them. And this is the part I really liked. He said, when you date someone, do you visit them next January?
That's so good. That's so smart. Thank you, Tulio. Dean Moss, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, James. Thanks so much for the opportunity. And Tulio, you're right on the money. It is strictly a process. It's what you do. You have to make what you do so automatic you don't have to think about it in the morning. We've talked before about night before planning. We've done that. But you also have to understand that the boring stuff is what we have to repeat day in, day out. Making the calls, talking to people, following up with clients, doing what we need to do to get that wheel moving. I mean, in my mind, I think of an old caveman cartoon where they're trying to push a wheel up the hill and it's made out of stone. But once you get the momentum, things start grooving, things start going. And that's the hardest thing to do sometimes. It's getting that inertia. So you have to give yourself that inertia every night before and then every single morning. So thanks for letting me share that.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Meg Dady, good morning in Chicago.
Good morning. I'm actually in Austin for a couple of weeks working remotely and here for a mastermind. So not quite as cold as always, but I love this topic, as you know, and I think it really starts with getting super honest with what is actually standing in your way from being consistent, and what are the habits that maybe you need to adopt or break in order to kind of get to where you want to be. So I think for me, it kind of started with getting really honest with myself about those habits. Like even this morning, I scrolled in bed after I woke up for like 40 minutes, and that ruined my time to work out. So, you know, that's probably the next habit that I need to address, is just like putting my phone in the bathroom at night so that I don't scroll for 45 minutes at night and 45 minutes in the morning. But so I think it really starts with getting honest, and then just bringing it back to the simplest thing that you can do, like putting your phone in the bathroom, or, you know, whatever it is that's going to be more of like the foundation for lead gen and all of the other things that you want to accomplish.
Meg, you've been on this like mission of, you know, I don't know, healthy habits. I think that's a good way to describe it, and in lots of different ways. And it's been something that, I don't know, I've watched you do for, it's something you're working on for 3 years. I don't know if you've given up the chai tea latte yet or not, but you've
made
a lot of
progress. Sugar is on the list for this year. It's going to happen by the end of the year.
All right. But I mean, alcohol free for over 1,000 days. You're riding the bike or running or working out very consistently. You've made massive changes in the business. So while the business is backed down, I think it's in a better spot now than it was 2 or 3 years ago. Like there's just been a lot of refining your habits, but it isn't an overnight process. Like it's literally, this has been something that's been in the, you know, your vision for 3 or 4 years to really work on this. So now that you have that time to reflect on getting purposeful and doing the right things, what's the advice you'd give that person that is today where you were 1,000 days ago?
I think it's really to get super clear on what you want that to look like. Like if we're talking a year from now, what does your business look like? What are the habits of someone who has that business? And what's one thing you can do for the next 60 days that are going to set you in motion on January 1 that you're not setting a New Year's resolution? You're already 60 days into that.
It's really good advice. It goes back to what we said yesterday, goal with meaning and purpose. If you don't have a goal with meaning and purpose, then the habits are irrelevant. They don't matter. They don't mean anything. And then if you just ask yourself the question, you know, go a year from now, what does your 2026 self thank you for? Like you're at the end of 2026 and we're going into 2027. What does that you thank you for deciding to do today? Meg, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
And by the way, when you're scrolling early in the morning, don't loop me into it like she did today. All right. Jessica, you're next. Good morning.
Yeah, I have a spreadsheet for all of that, James.
I'm sure you do.
But no, it's anything that you do more than once that you can explain to somebody else is a process or is a system. You just may need to slow down and explain it to yourself again.
Figure out what those key things are. Document them so that when you do get a little bit lost, you know where to go. Jessica, thank you. Latasha Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for calling on me. Funny that you should bring this topic up even from the first call, because I was back in my composition book from 2023, where you talked about, it was act two, actually, where we were discussing reflect, adjust, and succeed. And one of the things you talked about was identify your mass, your mindset, activity, systems, and skill. And one of the things I focused on this year was my mindset and my activities, because I remember someone saying earlier this year, whatever you do, you get the result, you'll see results, I think, in 90 days, something to that effect. But I was really going to focus on the activity. And a lot of my activity this year was around posting on social media. And I can say because of that, this has been my best year in real estate. Most of my business came from social media this year. So again, I wasn't going to adopt the idea around, you know, this is the, so many people saying this was the worst year, all of that. I listened, but I was like, you know what, this is my best year. And honestly, it really was. So just wanted to share that, identify your mass.
I love it. Latasha, first of all, I forgot that we even came up with that. Act two was a series we did. I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to pull it up and show you. It's in the portal for our Inspire members. And it is really, really smart. Let me go and do this so you can see it. I got to change the size of this screen. But Act Two is a series we did for Inspire members, maybe in 2023. And the idea was it was like a mid-year business planning event. So it's under Inspire Included Courses. If you go in the portal under Inspire Included Courses, you'll find it here, Act Two. And we called it that because it was the middle of the year. And so we were like, you're intermission, you're going into Act Two. And we did two live sessions, which all they're right here, along with these different, yeah, we have a scorecard and a self-assessment. It's so great. Look how thin I was. And then we have all these agent-focused interviews on lead gen strategies that come with the playbook. So we did three open house calls. Then there's an open house playbook, FISBO call, FISBO playbook, database call with the database playbook. And then every single one of these also has like different tools inside of it for you so that you can implement this. So this is a really good thing. So Latasha, I'm glad you brought it up. This is available to our Inspire members inside the portal, Inspire Included Courses, Act Two. That's a really good series. Latasha, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Stephanie, you've had your hand up like 3 days in a row and I haven't gotten to you, so we're going to get you in today. Good morning, Steph.
Hey, good morning. I know I always have something that I want to add. You really trigger my brain, so I really like it. I love this call. Thank you for calling on me. So I have two systems that I use that are really changed my life, and they're super simple. They're on my phone. One is the Do app. I don't know about you, but I'm very ADHD, and I have 1,000 ideas that come at me, 1,000 things on my to-do list. And the Do app lets you put what you need to do. You can date it out like a month or 2 months in advance, and it'll notify you. So it'll pop up a little notification. You can check it off when you do it. It's very satisfying. And then there's an app called Everyday where you can customize your habits on what you want to build and check it off every single day that you do it. And then my favorite book right now is called The Power of Habit. Have you read this, James?
I posted it this weekend when I posted my favorite books of all time. That was one of them.
Yes, this is my favorite. It talks about one of my favorite parts of the book is, you know, whenever you first start a habit, it's going to be very difficult. And there's a scientific reason behind it because you have these neural pathways that have already been built, these little roads that have already been built. And so when you start a new path, you start a new habit, it's a lot more difficult initially. But after you get that habit down, it's going to be like second nature because you've started, you've dug that trench lower and lower. So it's going to flow more naturally. Your neurotransmitters are going to flow more naturally. Thank you for letting me share.
Power Habit's a great book. Steph, thank you for suggesting it. If you want to see my full list of my favorite books, you can go to my Instagram, and I did a carousel on Saturday that walks through them. Folks, a lot of hands up, so I can tell we're not going to be able to get them all in, but the bottom line is let's figure out our process and start first with the goal and then figure out kind of what are your steps. But here's the last piece, and the 936 of you that stayed on, you get the secret, and that is this. When you're overwhelmed, when you are confused, when you're a little bit lost, or when you start to obsess or hyper-focus on a result, just pause and ask this question. What could I be doing right now that'll get me closer to the goal? What could I be doing right now that would get me closer to the goal? And that question gets you out of this outcome, overwhelm, too many options focus, and allows you to just have a moment of pause and clarity and ask, what can I be doing right now? And then go do that. You'll be fine. Thanks for being here today. I love and appreciate all of you. Inspire members, I'll see you at noon Eastern. Everyone else, I'll see you tomorrow. On the way to Minneapolis today, I should probably find my coat to do ALC clinic this week. Got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.